This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Paul Esposito with you, host of this wonderful radio program, employee of this wonderful radio station here, stations here, WMIE and WWBC, station manager here, and I've been on the air, I think, since I've been here. It's nigh on some 14 years now, and I'm very grateful for the opportunity to have this radio program on. This is WGOD Radio. I've taken the name from the call letters I'd love to own if they were available. Unfortunately, only one station is allowed to own call letters, like whatever they may be. Mine would be WGOD. That is, God is always broadcasting. And the thing is, the key is to tune in to His frequency. He's always broadcasting, and this is what we're doing today. We're tuning into His frequency, and He's always broadcasting through His Word. So we let God speak here on this program, and hopefully we'll keep the interpretations down to a minimum, but we let the Word of God do the speaking here. So again, I thank you for joining us here. I'm Paul Esposito, pastor of Island Community Church, where we are meeting tonight at 6 o'clock. We are going through the book of Luke. We're in chapter 7 tonight. Love to see you from 6 to 7 o'clock. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. 6 to 7, Sunday mornings at 10:30. We are going to be in Romans chapter 8 this coming Sunday morning, right at verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. Going through verse by verse, we're in chapter 8 this coming weekend. Where are we on the radio? This is the last sermon here. This is James chapter 5, the rest of the story. Now, as soon as this is done, I'll probably just play something to fill out the week, and then starting Monday of next week, I'd imagine, we'll be going through Romans verse by verse here somewhat live on the radio. That is recorded here in the studio, not the audio from sermons that were preached at the church. So stay tuned for that on Monday morning. Now let's wrap up this. We got about 9 minutes to our program today. This is James chapter 5, the rest of the story.
Listen to me here. This is a sickness that is brought on by sin, is what this is talking about. And I have to look for another understanding, because if it's not true, it's not what it means. Everyone you anoint with oil doesn't get up and walk around. So either the Bible's not true, or it means something else. And let God be true and every man a liar. The Bible is true. It's got to mean something else. This is talking about sickness brought on by sin. Millions of Christians have died who were anointed with oil by church leaders. Also in this text, we see churches even back then were led by not just one person, a dictator, but by elders. Plural. Elders. You see that in this text? The elders. Elders were pastors. Bishops or overseers, episcope is the word, where our word episcopal comes from. Next up, a verse that's been greatly misunderstood by the Catholic Church, verse 16. Confess your faults to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Can this mean what it says? Will I be healed if I tell all my sins to someone? How about if I tell all my sins to my cat? Will that work? How about if I tell all my sins to some Russian? I like that one better. Someone who doesn't speak English. I'm going to tell all my sins to some Rushki. Why not? No, you know, I like the idea of my cat better. I'm going to confess all my sins to my cat, and then I'm automatically am going to be healed. Certainly, once again, this is not what it means. This note from my ESV study Bible. Quote, sometimes confession in the community is needed before healing can take place, since sin may be the cause of the sickness. Unquote. You did know that some sickness comes from sin, didn't you? Look at what happened to this church in Thyatira who refused to deal with a woman false teacher there at this church. Revelation 2:21. Jesus said this, I gave her time to repent of her sexual immorality, and she didn't repent. Indeed, I will cast her into a sick bed. That's the stretcher. And those who commit adultery with her into great tribulation, unless if they repent of their deeds. And I will kill her children with death. And all the churches will know, I bet. When they start hauling out everyone at First Baptist, you're going to know, he's saying, where it's coming from. All the churches will know that I am the one who searches minds and hearts, and I will give to everyone according to his works. Some sickness comes from sin, not just Satan. We've looked at this many times in this church to combat this false teaching out here that you can just command your health. You can't do that. Let's start with maybe confessing and repenting of your sin first. And then pray, if it be thy will. That is the biblical way to go about things. Also, 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Look at what happened to people who took communion in the wrong way. Verse 29. 1 Corinthians 11:29. It says, he who eats or drinks in an... That's communion. He who eats or drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks damnation to himself, King James has. He who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick, and many sleep. Now, I refuse to skirt this question. Should I confess my sins to a man? Let me say, for the purpose of the remission of sins. What's the answer to that? No way! Either the text is wrong, which it's not, or it means something else. There is one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus. That's it. You confess your sins to the one who died on the cross for you. Now, this note comes from R.C. Sproul. Do with it as you will. Regarding confessing your sins to a man. He says, and I quote, though confession to a priest is not required by Scripture, confession to God and others is. Overreaction against the Roman Catholic sacrament of penance may lead to a neglect of godly confession to one another. Confession that can bring healing and renewed vitality to the soul. Unquote. Let me add this to that as well. It's a different Greek word here, and not the word for sin. This word, paraptoma, means lapses or errors or missteps, many times translated as trespass or offense. Now let's wrap this up with a little talk about Elijah. Verse 17. It says, Elijah was a man with a nature like ours. And he prayed earnestly that it would not rain. And it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. You know, I'm telling you, there is more to this than meets the eye. Him saying this, this reference to no rain for 3.5 years. Our Lord Jesus Christ said this, Luke 4:24. Assuredly, I say to you that no prophet is accepted in his own country. But I tell you truly, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the heavens were shut up for 3 years and 6 months. And there was a great famine throughout all the land. But to none of them was Elijah sent except to Zarephath in the region of Sidon, to a woman who was a widow. So did you know that this very same thing is going to happen again in the future? It's Revelation chapter 11. Speaking of these two witnesses that are going to appear sometime in the future. The Bible says this about these two. It says, well, first we got to understand in verse 3. It says that they will prophesy 1,260 days. Now, on a Jewish calendar of 360 days to a year, 1,260 days has helped me out. How long? 3.5 years. Now, let me read. These have power to shut heaven so that no rain falls during the days of their prophecy. And they have power over the waters to turn them to blood, to smite the earth with all plagues as often as they will. The time is coming, again, here on earth, where again, there won't be any rain for 3.5 years. Now let's say goodbye with one last truth here, verse 19. It says, brethren, if anyone among you wanders from the truth and someone turns him back, let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his way will save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sins. So my encouragement to you today is let you and I go and do likewise. I know that you know some people who have wandered away from the truth. Why don't you let God use you to help that person get back on course? Lord, we thank you for your word.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.